英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM 92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, long time no see.
Judy 老师度假归来啊，这个假期过得如何？
Great. I really, really enjoyed being back home. It was a while ago I was home, so like it was great seeing my friends and my family again. And you know, it was really remarkable. I didn't went home for, I think, roughly 2 years. So when I went back home 2 years ago, people were telling me about their problems, their wishes, their goals. And now I went home and everyone, like,changed their life, like all the problems they had back then all didn't exist anymore, and all their goals, well, nearly all of them had realized them. Mm. So a lot of people are married now, a lot of people have kids now. Well, 2 years ago they didn't even have a boyfriend or girlfriend yet, or like didn't know what to do job wise. So it's great to see that, you know.
Wow, 两年没有回到自己的家乡，回去看一看以后发现亲朋好友还有家乡各处都发生了翻天覆地的变化。
There's just too much interesting stuff to do here in Beijing that I just forget time, basically.And time flies when you're having fun.
好 ,time flies when you're having fun.、
Mm-hmm.
快乐的时光呢总是过得那么短暂、啊。英文当中也有一句话说 ,What's your special sauce? 有句这样的话、啊
yeah.
就是说你的生活中的那个特别的沙司，沙司是什么？是我们吃饭的时候西餐中的那个调味品 ,sauce, 沙司。
Yeah.My favorite sauce is tomato sauce, for example.
有很多人他们最喜欢的都是番茄酱，爱吃番茄酱。Mm-hmm. 英文中说你最爱的那个what's your favorite sauce? What's your special sauce? 是什么意思呢？
Well, that means like if someone asks you what's your special sauce and you're not cooking at the spot or you're not a chef, then they don't mean like, so what sauce are you good at making or something food wise. No, they ask you, so what makes you special? So what makes me want to remember you?
Mm-hmm.
So what makes me excited about hanging out with you?
是什么，或者是说你认为什么是你生活当中的最亮的点？
Mm-hmm.
是你生活当中不可或缺的乐趣。
Do pay attention. It might sound a little rude if you just ask that the first time you meet someone, so what's your special sauce? Then it kind of implies that you are bored with the conversation or something. But if you just...I don't know, if you want to just play a little game or if you're just very curious about someone and you don't really know, like, what to say to them, then you can just start like that. Then you appear a little bold and a little impulsive.
说每个人的生活中呢都需要有一些让自己觉得哇很兴奋的东西，让自己觉得很喜欢的东西。
Mm-hmm.
好，今天这篇文章呢正好就是这样一个标题 The Best Sauce, 最好的最美味的沙司。作者是 PG Wodehouse。
Yeah.
哇，这位作家啊，如雷贯耳，鼎鼎大名，是英国著名的幽默作家，也是英国黄金年代的记录者。
Yeah.
他专门写那种 humorous stories.
He is a very humorous writer, I think. Also when I read this story, I really, like, it made me laugh. A humorous story is a story usually, like, that contains a lot of jokes and a lot of sarcasm. It is quite...Typical for an English writer, I'd say.
对，他的笔触呢是诙谐又幽默，文笔非常的考究。写作呢从诗歌到小说不一而足。他的一生经历了社会动荡和政治运动，坚持了70年 (70 years) 不间断的写作。
嗯哼，
他的作品呢多是描写哈一战前英国上层社会的生活 (upper class lives) 在英国。尤其他代表作那个 Jeeves 系列，讲述的是善良迷糊的贵族少爷和聪明智慧的贴身男仆之间的故事，受到读者的欢迎。今天我们选择了这个 story was found in a book The Uncollected Wodehouse, 他的这本书籍里面。
Mm-hmm.
所以 this one is from A Strand Magazine's July 1911 issue.1911年发布在杂志上的一篇文章。
Yeah, so it's a kind of old story, but it still contains a lot of contemporary elements, I'd say, some themes that we can apply even today.
It's a fun story from an English country house with a gentleman in pursuit of the love of his life.
Yeah. So there's this guy who is very, very much in love with a girl who works in a very big mansion, a house of a very, very rich and wealthy woman. The rich and wealthy woman is actually a horrible person, especially now she's on a diet. I don't know about if you ever tried a diet, but please don't, because it makes you very, very cranky, being hungry all the time. So, what the horrible lady does, she tells the girl who works for her, I'm on a diet, so you should be on a diet too. So Eve, obviously, is every day very, very hungry.
一对饥肠辘辘的恋人之间发生了有趣的故事。女的呢要节食 on diet， 男的呢要结婚。所以这个幽默作家呀，伍德豪斯就描绘了一幅非常生动风趣的，饥饿的拉锯战啊。然后这个 Peter 在这个雷特福德太太家里面找到了逃跑的这个 Eve， 找到他，
yeah.
然后说：“你跟我一块回伦敦去，我们结婚。”
Yeah, Peter is very much in love with.Eve. But Eve has left him in the past because she heard his sister talking about him in a very bad way. So she thought, oh, Peter is a lying man. I don't want to be with him. So she ran away and started living with her boss. So Peter, he did not give up. He found her in her workplace, in the house of the rich lady, and he insists on marrying her.He is hungry for her love.
啊，就说呢，这个女孩哈 ，Eve 就听到了这个 Peter 的姐姐说了她很多的坏话，说这个男生很多的坏话， mm-hmm. 然后就跑了，跑去呢跟他老板住在一块儿。
Yeah.
然后这个男的呢就不远万里的跑来，非要来找她。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were lovers before, so this story takes place on the moment right after they met again, very unexpectedly for Eve. It is written from the perspective of Eve, so you really see what Peter's arrival does to her. Like, you notice that she's still in love with him, but she thinks, oh no, he's a bad guy, I should forget about him, and like his sister told me all these bad things, so I should really not give in, I should resist marrying him, but he keeps insisting.
作者呢是站在 Eve 的角度来描述这个故事啊、mm-hmm. 来描述这个 Peter 的到来呢对他产生了一些什么样的影响。两个人在深夜的厨房相遇了，然后又在早上呢 morning walk 的时候开始就自己的立场各自的争论啊、
mm-hmm.
看谁到时候最后谁能赢。
Yeah.
而且最重要的是共同点，两者的共同点都在于 they are hungry， 他们都处于很饥饿的状态。
嗯哼，
好，一起来听听今天的故事 The Best Sauce。
The Best Sauce by PJ Woodhouse. Evie Hendry sat up in bed for 2 hours.She had been trying to get to sleep, but without success. There were two reasons for this. Her mind was disturbed, and she was very, very hungry. As the paid companion of Mrs. Rastel Redford, she had to follow the same Spartan diet as Mrs. Rastel Redford had to follow due to her size and therefore failing health. Mrs. Rastel Redford was a massive lady with a prominent forehead, some half dozen chins, and a very bad temper. And since the beginning of her diet, she had been at her worst.What was agitating Eve so extremely tonight, though, was the unexpected arrival of Peter Rayner. Eve could still see the look on Peter's face as, having shaken hands with his hostess earlier that evening, he turned to her. It said that this was no accidental meeting. They were passionate lovers not long ago.Eve sat in her bed for 5 minutes, and then it suddenly struck her that she was hungrier than ever. She was quite faint with hunger. A cuckoo clock struck one. Eve remembered that on the sideboard in the dining room, there were biscuits. A moment later, she was creeping softly down the stairs. She pushed open the door of the dining room and uttered a cry.
You? What are you doing here, Mr. Rayner?
On the table were half a chicken, a loaf, some cold potatoes, and a bottle of beer.
I'm eating, thank goodness, said Peter, helping himself to a cold potato.
Eating?
Eve gasped.
I was hungry. May I cut you a slice of chicken?
Peter said calmly.
Eve Henry sat up in bed. For 2 hours, she had been trying to get to sleep, but without success.
故事发生的情景呢，是 Eve 这位女士呢，起身坐在床上 ，sat up in bed。
Yeah, you sometimes have that too, probably, if you just keep on thinking about something, or when you're jet-lagged, like me.
已经两个小时了 ,for 2 hours. 她在干嘛呢 ?She's been trying to get to sleep, 一直在努力的要睡着睡着,但是 without success. 没睡着。
There were 2 reasons for this.
有两个原因啊。
Her mind was disturbed, and...She was very hungry.
天哪，如果有这两个原因的话，我看谁也睡不着的。
Nobody can sleep then.
首先 her mind, 她的思绪呢，已经被 disturbed, 扰乱了，搅动得不停。
As the paid companion of Mrs. Rastall Redford, she had to follow the same Spartan diet as Mrs. Rastall Redford had to follow due to her size and therefore failing health.
第一他思绪不宁第二呢他非常的饿此时此刻还为什么饿呢因为他是这个 Mr. RR 这位太太啊、
mm-hmm.
RR 可能是他的老板
Yeah, that's her boss
他的一个 paid companion 一个有偿的一个伴侣、
yeah.
有偿的陪伴
Yeah, in the past many ladies that were very wealthy they basically had no friends so they just paid for some girl to come live with them to keep them company toBe sort of their friend. It's really weird.
就说过去的时候吧，就有一些有钱的那种阔太太。
Yeah, it's just like a maid, but they don't do anything in the household. They just, you know, take the lady out for walks, go shopping together, talk about clothes or something.
因为太有钱而没有朋友，所以呢，就有一些比较付费的一些女伴啊，在自己身边陪着去 shopping 啊。
It's pretty sad, don't you think?
对呀，谁不想去啊？
I mean, in the past, it was very normal because also the distances were very, very big. Like there was a lot of distance between people. Obviously, they didn't have subway or airplane or trains or something. And of course, no WeChat or phones or anything. So it was more easy, more likely even to get lonely.
所以当人家的伴儿呢就得按照人家的生活方式来生活。他呢就不得不 follow the same, 叫 Spartan, Spartan 叫斯巴达。斯巴达的意思就是那种非常自律的、严苛的、朴素的。
Yeah, very plain, very simple, nothing pleasurable or nothing enjoyable.
斯巴达式的这种饮食方式 diet, 就像是 Mr. RR 太太一样。那
Mrs. Rastall Redford was a massive lady with a prominent forehead, some...half dozen chins and a very bad temper.
好，说这位老板啊，她是一个非常的体型非常巨大的女士，叫 massive，
yeah,
巨大庞大的
，very very big。
同时呢，有一个 prominent， 很突出的一个前额 forehead，very
yeah, outstanding， very remarkable and unusual。
好 ，half dozen 是什么意思？一个 dozen 是多少？
12
half dozen 是五六个吧就
yeah 5 to 6 so imagine your chin like I have one you probably have one too if you're a bit fuller then maybe you have 2 chins but if you are massive then yeah you have 6 chins
chins 是下额对不对、啊、下巴哎呦 双下巴叫什么 ?two chin,
double chin,
double chins.、
Yeah.
如果有五六个下巴呢那这是挺胖的了啊。
Yeah, then you're a little bit fat.
然后这位太太呢还有非常坏的脾气啊 ,very bad temper.
Yeah, she was a very unpleasant person. Her character was really not so good. And since the beginning of her diet, she had been at her worst.
At one's worst.意思就是非常之糟糕。自从他控制饮食开始啊，他这个整体状况就越来越糟糕了。
Yeah, obviously, when you're always hungry, then duh, you're cranky.
就是，那节食脾气能好吗？饭都没吃饱。
What was agitating Eve so extremely tonight, though, was the unexpected arrival of Peter Rayner.
Agitate.使某人躁动不安和前面的 her mind was disturbed 是一个意思、
mm-hmm. Yeah, her mind was troubled. She was not at peace in her head. She was agitated, worried or upset.
就是那种完全躁动不安的状态。
Yeah, why?
是让她非常的不安，是为什么？是因为今天晚上彼得雷纳的一个意外的到来。
EveCould still see the look on Peter's face as, having shaken hands with his hostess earlier that evening, he turned to her.
他还依然能够记得、啊、可以浮现出那天晚上、啊、Peter 的脸、
yeah.
就是当他在和自己的女主人握手的时候。
Yeah, she kept on thinking about this.
说怎么了怎么了竟然这个人这个家伙找到这里来了。
His look said that this was no accidental meeting.
就是他脸上的表情仿佛在诉说着这可不是一次偶然的见面。
They were passionate lovers not long ago.
Not long ago, 就是不久以前他俩呢还是 passionate lovers, 形容热恋中的人。
Eve sat in her bed thinking for 5 minutes.
好镜头又回到了哈 ,Eve 就坐在床上开始思考了沉思了大概5分钟左右。
And then, it suddenly struck her that she was hungrier than ever.
你看看其实最痛苦的是什么是饥饿对不对
?Yeah.
晚上饿得睡不着。
Yeah, she's just very, very hungry, so she just cannot sleep.
两件事情第一呢这个人来了他睡不着第二呢又太饿突然间 struck her, 什么什么东西他猛地袭击了你是什么呢是那种更加饥饿的那种感觉。
She was quite faint with hunger.
Quite faint with hunger, 是什么意思
yeah, that she was头晕、
oh.
She was so dizzy.、
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if you ever had a time that you didn't eat enough, but then you can get quite dizzy in your head because your blood sugar drops.
血糖低了、
mm-hmm.
啊、因为没吃饭嘛血糖自然就低了低了身体就虚弱所以 faint 就是很虚弱的状态你看他本来就已经因为饥饿身体很虚弱了。
A cuckoo clock struck one.
Cuckoo clock.
Yeah, a cuckoo clock is an old-fashioned clock, and every time the clock strikes an hour, then out comes a bird that makes the sound of a cuckoo. So if it's two o'clock, then the cuckoo says, cuckoo, cuckoo, and then you know it's 2 o'clock.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, 布谷鸟的报时钟。说是这个钟声呢已经敲响了 ,one, 一点了。
Yeah, so she only heard once, cuckoo.
天哪，凌晨一点还没睡着呢。
Eve remembered that on the sideboard in the dining room, there were biscuits.
啊，这个时候她想起来了，就在 sideboard 就是什么餐具柜里啊。
Yeah, it's a cupboard where kitchen tools are stored.
就在餐厅的餐具柜里 in the dining room, 啊那个地方还有些饼干 biscuits.
A moment later, she was creeping softly down the stairs.
就在稍微过了一会儿以后她已经 creeping, 叫蹑手蹑脚的走 softly, 轻轻的 down the stairs, 走下楼梯了啊开始要行动了。
She pushed open the door of the dining room. and uttered a cry.
嘿，就在这个时候，本来是神不知鬼不觉的，想去偷块饼干，结果这个时候，当他 push open the door， 刚刚推开餐厅的门，突然间 utter 是叫出来，喊出来一声 cry。
You, what are you doing here, Mr. Rayner?
人都要吓死哈、啊、
Yeah.
这大半夜的在那个厨房里。
She was very, very shocked, like, huh? What is he doing here at 1 a.m?
对呀、啊、雷纳先生您在这里做什么
?On the table were half a chicken.
好桌上我们看了啊有什么呢有半只鸡。
A loaf.
一条长面包。
Some cold potatoes.
还有一些冷土豆。
And a bottle of beer.
以及一瓶啤酒。看上去晚上再喝点小酒。
I'm eating, thank goodness, said Peter.
谢天谢地哈我在吃东西呢。
Helping himself to a cold potato.
Help oneself to something 的意思就是让某人自己拿点什么
yeah,
take, 吃点什么。
To take something for yourself. So if you are at a dinner,And the hostess or host says, help yourself to another cup of soup. That means that you can take a cup of soup yourself.、
Oh, help yourself. 在用餐的时候呢它的意思就是您自己随便拿啊随便吃、哎、想吃什么就吃点儿。这个意思。看来这位雷纳先生是。
He is also hungry.
对啊、哎、他是不是因为住在这个。
Yeah.
老板家里说
什么都
吃不吃不饱。
Exactly. He arrived at their house, and obviously because the lady of the house was on a diet, they could not eat that much for dinner, so he was starving.
嗯，看来晚饭都没吃饱，大家呀都饿饿的哈。
Eating, Eve gasped.
Gasp 是那种
，Yeah, like that. To make that sound, like.Oh my, like that.
吸了一口冷气说吃东西。
I was hungry. May I cut you a slice of chicken? Said Peter calmly.
这位还很诚实啊很诚实。He's honest.
Yeah, he's very honest.
他就说 I was hungry, 我饿了所以。
So I ate. Like, there's nothing complicated、
啊、
on that sentence.、
哎、要不要我再给你切块鸡肉啊怎么样他说的还很平静 Peter said calm.
Yeah, here he is still calm.
非常的平静。好第二段。
No, she snapped. You sure? What made you come down? I suppose you heard a noise and thought it was burglars? He said. Yes, said Eve, thankfully accepting the idea. Won't you sit down? No, I'm going back to bed. Good night, Mr. Rayner.Sit down. You've given me a great deal of trouble. It took ages to find you. You must come with me at once. We'll be married after Christmas, and in the meantime, you can go and live with my sister. Eve got up with a short laugh. Good night, Mr. Rayner, she said. You have been very amusing. I'm glad it's all settled, said Peter. Good night. Eve stopped. Do you imagine, she said.That I intend to marry you? Do you suppose for one moment you shall have a splendid time from now on? I'm going to be awfully good to you, Eve. You shan't ever have any more worries. He looked at her affectionately. You are a great big greedy pig, burst out Eve, who thinks about nothing but eating and drinking.I wasn't going to have to put it quite like that, said Peter, thoughtfully. I hate a greedy man, said Eve, between her teeth. I have a healthy appetite, protested Peter. Nothing more. It runs in the family. Eve reached the door and turned. I despise you, she said. Good night, said Peter, tenderly.Tomorrow morning, we'll go for a walk. His prediction proved absolutely correct. Eve came to him in the morning. There was a gleam in her eye. It was not until they were nearing home on their return journey that she spoke. Mr. Rayner, she said. Yes, said Peter. I told Mrs. Rastall Redford you were a vegetarian, she added carelessly.There was a long silence. Then Peter spoke three words straight from
the heart.
You little devil, you see?
She said.
Now, perhaps you will go.
Without you? Said Peter, stoutly.
Never!
Never!
But in London you will be able to eat all day, anything you like.
But if you stay here, said Eve.
我们可以听出来，这段当中有很多的 argue， 对不对？两个人在争吵。
Yeah. There's a lot of arguing between them. Why? We'll find out later. No! She snapped. You're sure? What made you come down? I suppose you heard a noise and thought it was burglars?
Snapped, 是个什么词？
It's like to say something in a very cranky and short way, like, no, like, I don't want to.
马上，立即，很快，斩钉截铁地说。
Yeah.
我才不要呢。要不要我给你切半块鸡肉啊？不要。
Exactly. 不要。
不要。你确定吗？你确定吗？那你为什么下楼来啊？这个雷纳先生就问他说 What made you come down?
I suppose you heard a noise and thought it was burglars?
是不是听到了一些嘈杂的声音，然后认为有盗贼进来了吧 ？Burglar 哈 ，burglar， 盗贼其实才不是。
Yeah, burglars are people that break into your house to steal things.
对了，是不是呢
？Yes, said Eve, thankfully accepting the idea.
哎呀 ，Eve 就谢天谢地哈，欣然地接受了这个想法，说、
yeah.
对的，对对，就是。
Of course, she didn't want to tell him that she went down to find biscuits because she was hungry.
就是她才不能让对方知道她是下来找饼干的呢。
Won't you sit down?
你不坐下来吗
？No, I'm going back to bed. Good night, Mr. Rayner.
哦，不了，我这就回去睡觉了。I'm going back to bed. Good night, Mr. Rayner. 啊，雷纳先生，晚安了。
Sit down. You've given me a great deal of trouble.It took ages to find you.
好，在这句话当中，故事的原因慢慢的就道出来了。
Yeah, the reason of his arrival now comes clear.
你坐下吧，你给我带来了很多的麻烦。You have given me a great deal of trouble. A great deal 是大量的
，yeah, a lot of 麻烦 ，a lot of trouble.
It took ages, 花了很长的时间来找你啊。
You must come with me at once.
找的话儿都写了，你现在必须马上跟我一块儿走。
We'll be married after Christmas, and in the meantime, you can go and live with my sister.
好，然后雷纳先生就开始说起自己的计划了啊。他说：“我们呢，圣诞节以后就结婚，然后呢，你就可以和我的姐姐住在一起。”
Eve got up with a short laugh.
Eve 的反应是什么？他先站起来，然后来了一声很短的微微的笑声。
Good night, Mr. Rayner, she said.
晚安，雷纳先生。
You have been very amusing.
这个词真有趣。Amusing 的意思就是啊，真有趣。
You made me really laugh. This was really funny, but
您挺逗的。
I'm glad it's all settled, said Peter. Good night.
然后 Peter 是什么？自己
，He really fools himself. I think he really doesn't want to hear her rejection. He really doesn't want to hear she doesn't want him.
Peter is just telling her that what is his plan is.
Yeah, he's not even considering her saying no.
对，他都没听见对方在说什么，他就说我第一告诉你我的计划 ，1, 2, 3, step 1, step 2, mm-hmm, step 3. Mm-hmm. 啊，他说。这边女孩说嘿，你可真够逗的。男方这边继续很老实地说哎呀我很高兴啊一切都安顿好了。I'm glad it's all settled.
Good night. Eve stopped.
然后她又说了一声晚安。
Do you imagine, she said, that I intend to marry you?
然后她放慢了语速仔仔细细认认真真地就告诉对方说你觉得你认为你想过 Do you imagine 什么呢什么呢
That I intend to marry you
Intend to do something 就是打算计划要做某事我真的要嫁给你吗
Do you suppose for one moment
你花时间 哪怕是一会儿会儿 one moment 考虑过这个问题吗
You shall have a splendid time from now on. I'm going to be awfully good to you, Eve. You shan't ever have any more worries.
好，接下来这长段全是雷纳先生的回复哈，
yeah.
他就说 "You shall"， 就是你将有一段什么呀，非常美好的时光 from now on， splendid，
yes， splendid， wonderful， amazing。
然后他说我将会对你超级好，超好，就是极度好
awfully, ，awfully good。
这 awful 其实是一个贬义词对吧 ？awful，
yeah， awful is actually a negative word. If something is awful, something is very, very bad and very annoying. But if you say that something is awfully good, something is extremely good.
但是他在做副词的时候 ，awfully 它就变成一个中性词了，表示非常的、极其的怎么怎么样。那这里呢是形容 awfully good to you， 就是说我将会对你好到什么程度，你到时候你自己才知道。只要你嫁给我
，You shan't ever have any more worries，
并且你从今以后啊，你没什么可担心的，一切都是顺心如意，
yeah.
好得不得了。
You will never have any more worries anymore。
对，就是这也算是他的一种 promise。
Yeah, that's his promise to her, and he hopes to win her heart this way.
啊，大家想一想哈，自己生活中有没有男生对你说这样的话？就只要你嫁给我，从此以后你一点烦恼都没有。
Yeah, it's a great sentence, guys. Like, remember that one. We like that.
对啊，男生也可以多学学这两句话，背下来啊。说给女孩听都吃这一套。
Although, don't overdo it, huh? We women can take care of our own stuff too, you know? Like, just, you can take care of some basic things, you know? Just cooking or something, like, that would be great.
大家看一下视频里 Judy 老师这个表情特别有趣。
It's just, cultural difference maybe, but I just...don't like this so much.
注意老师那是什么意思？意思就是说，你们做好你们该做的就 OK 了。
Yeah, just do your own thing, please, and we can take care of ourselves also. Like, we can solve our own worries. Thank you very much.
看看，它就是代表的新时代的女性。
Exactly.
现代女性。
Exactly, we women can do this.
对，我们也能处理好自己的问题，人生等等。
It's nice to have a companion in that, yes. Like, together to solve things is better than alone solve things, but we can do it alone.
对，然后这个雷纳先生说这段话的时候呢，是非常深情地看着他的。Look at somebody affectionately. 哇，这个词我们来看一下 ,affectionate 是什么样的表情啊？
Looking with a face as if you are in love, as if you are loving someone. So, really cherishing. Like, the way I look at my cat, for example. Like, I really love my cat, so I'm like, oh, hey, kitty. Always like that. That's affectionately.
听众朋友们，此时此刻请把你的手放在你的心口上，抚摸一下你的心。如果你有心跳，你想一想，什么让你感觉很深情的东西？这就是 affectionate， 让你觉得情深意切的感情就叫做 affectionate。啊，他是这样说出这段话的。
You are a great big greedy pig, burst out Eve.
嘿，女孩根本不吃这一套。
嗯哼 ，She doesn't agree.
大声的叫喊起来说，你这头猪，说你这个猪 ，You are a great big.大猪还是一个大蠢猪还是一个贪婪的大蠢猪 Great, big, greedy pig.
Burst out Eve.
Burst out 是那种突然间的大喊啊发出来。
爆发。
哎呀好厉害。
No, it's really like that, right?
爆发是是是。
Who thinks about nothing but eating and drinking.
你整天除了那吃和喝之外你是什么都不想的。
I wasn't going to have put it quite like that, said Peter thoughtfully.
Peter 非常的 gentleman, 是不是?
Yeah, he's very gentleman.
非常的绅士,
yeah, or he just likes to fool himself, basically. He just stays calm and he thinks like, oh, this is just a mood of her, this will...pass away.
女人嘛，哎呀，就发脾气了。然后这个男的就很稳重啊，一直说，我不会像你这样说话的。I wasn't going to put it 就是像这样说话。
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it in the same way that you said it.
我可不会像你这样说话的。Peter 就说，啊，还 thoughtfully， 还若有所思的说。
I hate a greedy man. Said Eve.
Eve 还在这里大爆发哈，说我讨厌，我特别讨厌。贪婪的人
said Eve between her teeth.
Between one's teeth. 这个字呀，字眼都是从牙缝里蹦出来的。
Yeah,
这种说话。
Exactly, exactly like Jing Jing does. She really presses it through her teeth, so to say.
讨厌，贪婪的人。
I have a healthy appetite, protested Peter.
Peter 抗议到说，可是我胃口很好啊，我有一个很健康的胃口啊， healthy appetite.
Yeah, it's funny because he is thinking about his hunger in the literal sense. He's thinking about his eating habits, about like that he likes to eat. She, on the other hand, doesn't really talk about that. She talks about, you're greedy for me, you're claiming me, go away. That's what she says.
就是他觉得这个人贪婪，他觉得这个人贪婪，但是 Peter 说的是他自己的胃口好，两者说的不是一回事儿。
Nothing more. It runs in the family.
除了这个以外，我也没什么别的特点了哈。说这个呢是 runs in the family， 在家族里跑的意思，就是说它是一个家族的什么遗传，可能是我好胃口是我们家族的遗传。
Eve reached the door and turned.
然后 Eve 已经走到门口了，然后这个时候他就转过身来说
，I despise you。
同学们，网络上那句流行语叫做鄙视你。鄙视你就是叫做 I despise you， 就是 despise 这个词。
Yeah, I hate you. I really cannot stand you.
这个女生啊，就是经常说这些话，是不是
？Oh well, I never really put it like that. I always try to be nice when I'm mad. But if you say that you despise someone, yeah, then you really are mad. So if you want to hurt someone, use this word.
对，女生发脾气的时候啊，我想各位收音机前的啊，我们网络前的男同胞们都知道，女孩发脾气的时候，你最好别跟她争论。
Yeah, but you can also just say I despise cockroaches, for example.
我讨厌蟑螂。
Yeah, for example, like despise is something that you really 讨厌 you know, you really don't like it.
鄙视啊，这个词还是挺重的啊。
Yeah, it's very, very, very heavy.
鄙视你
She said, good night, said Peter, tenderly. He really doesn't want to hear it, does he?
对，这个男的还是特别那个，特别温柔地说，晚安哦。
Tomorrow morning, we'll go for a walk.
明天早上我们去散步哦。
His prediction proved absolutely correct.
Hey.他的这个预言证明是完全正确的。
What?
Prediction 就是那种。
Yeah, what he said that was going to happen, that actually happened.
他预见 prediction, 他的预判呢，哎，是正确的。
Eve came to him in the morning.
第二天早上 ,Eve 还真的来找他了。
There was a gleam in her eye.
他的眼中呢有一缕光，什么 ,gleam,gleam,
yeah,
就是微光。
Like a shimmer, like,If you have a gleam in your eye, that means that you're kind of excited about something.
Oh, 对什么东西还稍微有点小兴奋呢，叫 gleam in one's eye.
It was not till they were nearing home on their return journey that she spoke.
Not until 结构，就是直到什么什么才怎么样了，直到他们已经都靠近什么了，都靠即将到家门口了，然后 Eve 呢才开始说话了。
Mr. Rayner,
雷娜先生
she said, yes,
怎么了
said Peter. I told Mrs. Restall Redford you were a vegetarian, she added, carelessly.
哎呦，大家看一下 she added 嘛，她加了一句话，补了一句话，关键是她 carelessly, 特别装作不在意的。
Yeah, she was like very, very 随便 She was very like, oh, I don't care. Oh, by the way, I told Mrs. Russell Redford that you were a vegetarian.
对了，就是一种淡淡的、轻描淡写的补充到说，雷娜先生，我告诉这个雷特福德太太了，说您是一位素食主义者。这意味着什么？这意味着他完了，吃不了饭了，吃不了肉了。
There was a long silence.
啊，一段很长的沉默。
Then Peter spoke three words straight from the heart.
终于 Peter 是说出了三个字啊，三个字，完完全全是发自内心的 straight from the heart, 从内心里说出来了三个字。
You little devil.
你这个小恶魔。
So everything she said the previous day, he was just kind of immune to that. But when she touches his food, when she makes sure that he cannot eat the food he likes, he suddenly gets it. He's suddenly pissed off.
对，突然间啊，什么？你敢动我的食物，不让我吃饭了？这个 Raina 先生也是受不了了哈。说出了五个字，你一个恶魔。
You see, she said.Now, perhaps, you will go.
然后 Eve 就很高兴地说，那你瞧瞧，这下你可以走人了吧。Perhaps you will go.
Without you, said Peter, stoutly.
Stout 是一种很坚决的态度。
Yeah, very firm, very determined.
说什么？不跟你一块走。
Never.
那我绝不走。
But in London, you will be able to eat all day, anything you like.But if you stay here, said Eve.
你不走，你要是去到伦敦的话，你整天就能吃个不停。Able to eat all day, 对不对？你想吃什么就吃什么。可是你现在要是在这里， Eve 有点像 threatened him 的意思。
Yeah, she kind of wants to scare him away. She says, yeah, well, if you stay here, then you cannot eat meat.
嗯哼，好。
I shall stay here and look after you. After all, what is food? Oh, and I forgot, interrupted Eve. I told her you were a teetotaler as well.
哎呀，这个男生还说，我会留下来照顾你的。I shall stay here and look after you after all. 毕竟，吃的算什么呀？是不是？我要照顾你。然后 Eve 又说，哦，对不起，我忘了。我还告诉那个太太说，你是一个绝对的什么
teetotaler
绝对的戒酒主义者
Yeah, a teetotaler is someone who also doesn't drink any alcohol
看现在酒也不能喝了他没有给你准备酒的看你怎么活下去
There was another silence
又是一段沉默
Longer than the first
比第一段还持续时间更长了
The best train, said Eve, at last
最好的一班车呀
Is the 10:50.
是明儿早上10:50的。
He looked at her inquiringly.
Inquiringly 是很疑惑的样子。这个男生看着女生特别疑惑，这什么意思啊
？The best train?
最好的一班车。
For London?
对呀，去伦敦的呀。
What makes you think that I am interested in trains to London?
你为什么觉得我对去伦敦的火车感兴趣呢？
Eve bit her lip.
Eve 是咬着她的嘴唇。谁告诉谁有火车
She's like, oh, nothing is going to make him go.
对呀，这 Eve 说怎么办？这个人怎么都不走。
Oh, I remember too. I made another stupid mistake.
然后 Eve 马上又说，哎呦，我又想起来一件事情了。我还犯了一个特别蠢的错误。
Said Eve again. I told the cook that you were devoted to Parsnips. I'm sorry.
Oh, 我还告诉了这厨师说你只喜欢吃 devoted to 的特别喜欢吃、
yeah.
全心全意的投入喜欢吃那个欧洲防风草叫 parsnip.
Yeah, we eat that a lot in the Netherlands actually.
是吗是吗好吃吗
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we don't, at nowadays people don't really eat it anymore, but in the past, people ate it a lot because it grows very well in the Netherlands, but it's like a sort of white,A radish sort of thing. It's not really tasty.
听说是不好吃的、mm. 防风草、oh, 一种植物是不是他说我告诉厨师你只吃这个东西非常抱歉了。
Peter looked at her gravely.
这个时候 Peter 是非常严肃地看着他。
I'm putting up with a lot for your sake.
Putting up 是忍受是不是 Putting up with a lot for your sake. 就是说我真是受够你了。
You needn't. Why don't you go away?
你不必这样的。你为什么不马上走呢?
I've got to take you away from this place. Honestly, it's killing you. I was watching you last night. You're scared. I'm going to stay on here till you say you'll marry me, or till they throw me out.
这个男生是怎么说的?他说我。必须带你离开这个地方。
Yeah, he really thinks like, oh, I have to stay here. I have to take her with me because she's dying here. She's not herself. She's like doing mean things to me. And it's not because of her. It's because of the house she lives in.
对，不是说你怎么样，而是说你待在这儿啊，这地方不好，你不能在这地方结识，这地方会杀死你的。I was watching you last night. 我昨晚发现你啊，特别害怕。You are scared. 我呢就会留在这里，直到你说你要嫁给我。或者直到他们把我扔出去，我才会走的。你看，他还不依不饶，很坚决。
Yeah, he's very determined. He really, really, really wants to marry her. There are parsnips for dinner tonight.
今天晚上晚餐是欧洲防风草哦。
Said Eve softly.
Eve 是非常温柔地说。
Then I shall get to like them. They are an acquired taste.I expect. Perhaps I am too.
Ooh, it's very deep. Very deep.
竟然 Peter 先生是退了一步啊，他说我想我可能会喜欢上这东西。Get to like them. 说他们是 acquired taste, 就是他们也是后天可以养成的口味嘛，对不对？
A lot of things have, actually.
多吃吃我就会喜欢的，这有什么不能吃的？我想 perhaps I'm too, 也许我就是人类中的欧洲防风草。
Perhaps I am the human parsnip. And you?You have to learn to love me.
哇，这句话什么意思？然后你还必须学会去爱我。
He really, really wants to marry her. He's like determined and he loves her so much.
就说反正我为了你我什么都能做。防风草我也能吃，这也没什么大不了的。
So, tomorrow, see you by the first train.
所以明天我们俩一起乘第一班火车就走。
I wonder how soon we can get married.
我特别想知道我们最快多久能结婚啊
？Do you know anything about special licenses？
哎，你对那种特别许可这种手续哈、啊，了不了解啊？还问对方。
She looked at him curiously.
Eve 这个时候真的是带着巨大的。
Yeah, she's really like astonished. Like how can a guy be so nice and be so determined？
就是非常好奇的看着眼前的这个人。
You are very obstinate.
好 ,obstinate 的意思就是
very stubborn, very determined, very, if you are obstinate, you only want to do your plan and you don't really listen to other people's opinion.
顽固,你怎么这么顽固啊?
She said, firm, he corrected, firm.
Firm 是坚定的意思啊。这个 Peter 呢马上纠正他说对对对对对不起不是顽固是坚定。
Could you be ready for that 10:50 tomorrow morning?
你能不能够回答我？你有没有做好准备明天上午10:50的火车啊
？I can't imagine why you are fond of me, she said.
啊，这个女孩就疯了。女孩说，我是没有办法想象。
Yeah, why? Why on earth do you like me so much?
Be fond of somebody 就是喜欢的意思。就是你为什么喜欢我呀？我真是无法想象，我也搞不明白。
I've been very horrid to you.
而且我对你这么糟糕。I've been very horrid. Horrid 就是特别。
Very horrible, very.
非常刻薄 yeah, 非常刁难。
Very not nice.
对你一点也不好。
Nonsense. You've been all that sweet and womanly. Sweet and womanly? What's that supposed to mean?
那这个男人说 ,Nonsense, 别胡说八道了。你一直都很甜的，很 sweet， 然后还很有女人味，叫 womanly。再看一下朱莉老师的表情，看一下。
It's just so weird to say that. Like I don't know.
不过这种语言还是挺甜蜜的啊。
And I want to tell you why, she went on. Your sister.
好，这个时候呢 ，Eve 就开口跟他说话了。哎呀，我告诉你为什么 ，Eve 就说。其实是因为你姐姐啊、哦，然后慢慢的，他们后面就讲了一些关于他姐姐的话啊。此处我们就省略了几百字了。
I thought as much.
果然不出我所料啊。
She saw that you seem to be getting fond of me, and she,
你姐姐好像看出来了，看出来你有点喜欢我。Seems to be getting fond of me. 然后她就。 他就
She would.
She would, 就是说
he knows what's coming up. He knows what his sister has done.
对，的确如此。这个男生说，他说我知道，我知道。
Said some rather horrid things that hurt.
就是说你姐姐吧，老说一些特别可怕的话 ,horrid things, 而且这些话呢特别的让我受伤
,hurt, said Eve, in a low voice.
Eve 是用很低很低的声音就告诉其实他是在告诉他在开始他们在开始在交流了。
Yeah, so now she confesses, now she tells him why she doesn't love him and why she left in the first place, because they were lovers before, so there must have been a reason that she left him.
对。
So, the reason now, she's telling him now.
对，他已经开始从这个激动当中呢，平静下来了，是吧？
嗯，
平静下来了。然后他就开始告诉原因说，那就是因为你看你姐姐说了这那怎么怎么地。
Peter crossed over to where she sat and took her hand.
Cross over, 走过去。Peter 呢，就走到他坐的位置上。然后这个时候 took her hand, 就握住了他的手。
Don't you worry about her.
其实你不必担心她的。
He said. She's not bad, really.
她也不是坏人。
But about once every 6 months, she needs a brotherly talking to. Or she gets above herself.
哦，只不过是大约每六个月吧，每半年，她就需要一次 brotherly talking to, 是什么？
Well, a brotherly talking to...Or a sisterly talking to is a talk with your older brother or your sister.
哦，就是和自己的兄弟姐妹聊聊天。
Yeah.
啊，每半年他就需要一次深聊。否则的话他就会 get above herself.
Yeah, if you get above yourself, you think you're better than the rest. You think you are right and the rest of the world is wrong.
哦，就会变得自以为是。
I will have one with her in a few days.
我很快就会跟她聊聊天。
He stroked her hand.
然后他轻轻的怎么样抚摸着哈她的手说你放心好了。
Fasting, he said.
大家看这个词 ,fast, 不是那个快速的意思哦。
No.
在这里是个名词是进食的意思。
Here it's a verb that means that you eat very little food or no food, usually for a reason not necessarily to lose weight, but like to become more clear-minded.
进食，啊，这个时候他还是若有所思地说道。
Clears and stimulates the brain.
进食这件事情啊，它会清空你的大脑，也会刺激你的大脑。
I fancy I shall be able to think out some rather special things to say to her this time.
我想我这次可以给她说点特别的。她想跟她姐姐说什么？
Wow. Yeah, he says now, like, yeah, because of you, because you did this to me, because you made sure that I could not drink, that I could not eat meat, that I cannot eat anything but parsnips that I despise...I probably have something good to say to my sister, so she will accept our marriage. So she cannot win. She really cannot win this because he just really wants to marry her.
所以他让他姐姐去进食吗？
Yeah. He's probably going to talk to his sister now and tell her like, hey, I want to marry this girl and you stay out of this. Something like that.
这就是一个 gentleman, 哈 in pursuit of his love, of his life 的故事。
Yeah, he is,
一个追寻爱的故事。
Like, in a way, this story is written in a way that really shows that he's hungry. He is extremely starving for her. He is like missing her so much that he becomes almost insane with hunger for her.
就是说这个 gentleman 身上 Peter Raynard 他身上对这个 Eve 的爱呢已经到了一种完全让他觉得除了他之外一切食之无味生活没有色彩的地步大家可以看到他是多么的执着是不是
Yeah, and of course this story is a shortened version. If you read the entire version, you also read more about Eve. Like, Eve also is, besides being physically hungry because her boss makes her, like, have a diet, follow a diet she really doesn't like. But she's hungry for freedom and relief. She really misses Peter, but because of the sister, she thinks Peter is a bad man. And she thinks about every kind of plan to get him out of her head. But she can't. She cannot forget him. So she's also hungry. She's very yearning for adventure and for getting away from that horrible woman that employs her.
其实她不是讨厌 Peter, 她是不喜欢 Peter 的姐姐。
Yeah.
所以呢这个时候Eve 身上呢也带着一种巨大的 hunger。这个 hunger 是她对 adventure, 对于自由，对于冒险的一种渴望，对于节食的一种渴望。
Yeah, they both share a hunger for like adventure and passion together, love and kindness. The story talks more about this kind of hunger, but what I like about this story is that food is taken all the time to kind of illustrate that hunger even more. And, well, to be honest, without food, we cannot really survive, so we cannot even have any hunger for love or affection, right?
那我们来看这个 the best sauce 最后是指的什么呢?
Well, without Eve, can you imagine how the world of Peter would look like? Without Eve, would he actually enjoy his food? Would he actually enjoy being alive? No. Eve is his special sauce.
没有 Eve.
Eve is his best sauce.
所以没有 Eve, Peter 根本活不下去。
Yeah. Without Eve, nothing tastes good.In his life.
看这个 love story 发生在1911年。
Mm-hmm. It's a very good story. I really like it. It's very, I don't know, it just touches upon so many themes of like our present life as well. And yeah, like I said, everything is also sort of basing, like, it's...Yeah, in need of food, in a way, right?
这个人和人之间很奇妙，有的时候这个吸引它就是致命的吸引。
嗯哼，
就是致命的吸引，你都不知道为什么，反正就是致命的吸引。就不吃这个吧，我就吃其他的我也吃不下去。
Yeah, exactly.
就是这种。
Exactly.
是不是很有趣啊？你找到你生活中的 best sauce 了吗？
Yeah, did you find your special sauce, your best sauce already?
如果爱，请深爱。好。感谢大家收听今天的美文，谢谢朱迪老师的精挑细选，我们下次见。
Thank you all for listening. See you next time.